Our next young performers make up a woodwind trio calling themselves Fresh Winds. They're Thomas Cranach and Tom Turner, both 18 years old, and Morgan Ferris, 17 years old. They're all from nearby Westchester, Ohio. Please welcome them. Thomas is at the mic with me, looking snazzy with his tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
Thomas, unfortunately, though, we have some business to take care of.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true.
Let's try and set the scene, shall we? First of all, tell everybody what your ensemble is going to play.
We will be playing The Lone Arranger Goes Sax Mad, arranged by Philip Butthole.
Is that a real name?
Apparently.
Okay. And The Lone Arranger Goes Sax Mad, I'm assuming, is a very serious work.
Quite.
Okay.
Quite serious.
Obviously, though, it's a silly piece written for saxophones.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And, Thomas, saxophone is not your main instrument?
No, not at all. I play clarinet and piano, and Morgan plays clarinet, and Tom plays bassoon. Those are our main instruments.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, to make a very long story short, there's been quite a bit of controversy over the appearance of this trio on From the Top today. I don't know what you guys are laughing at, but we found ourselves in the middle of a class action lawsuit. Yeah. This morning, we met in the office of the mediator for the Circuit Court of Ohio in an effort to come to an agreement that would allow the performance to continue while providing for an appropriate protest.
Yeah.
And so, to honor the letter of that agreement, please welcome 17-year-old Ryan Robe, first chair saxophonist with the Lakota West High School Symphonic Winds, the very same high school as our performers. He is also the spokesperson selected to represent the plaintiffs in this case.
Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly. May I say that my colleagues and I appreciate the willingness of the producers of From the Top to listen to our concerns and to allow me to read this statement to your audience.
Go right ahead.
Many young people actively choose to learn to play the saxophone, and those who commit themselves to the instrument work for many long hours to master its uncompromising demands. One can then imagine our shock when we learn that a dilettante trio of clarinet and bassoon players was to perform on our instrument today. Understandably, all legitimate teenage saxophonists in the Cincinnati area feel disrespected and, frankly, snubbed by a radio program that pretends to support and encourage talented youth. In addition, we find the choice of repertoire to be totally unacceptable, a buffoonish typecasting of the instrument that ignores its more sublime qualities. Indeed, the saxophone is capable of producing some of the most profoundly beautiful sounds in all of music, like this. Or this. But, alas, three former friends of ours will be performing a vapid composition of absolutely no cultural value on this program. We are outraged and have filed a formal protest with the Office of the Ombudsman at National Public Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ryan. Well, okay, I mean, I think we've set this piece up as well as we possibly could. Let's go out there and have some fun, okay?
All right.
All right.